We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Riverwind and Allstate. Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the latest edition of Sooners for Life, presented by the Varsity Oak, a podcast that's focused on celebrating the careers of Sooner greats, highlighting their insider knowledge, and getting you ready for kickoff. Today, Jessica Cootie sits down with K9 Kenneth Murray as we prepare for Oklahoma and Baylor.
All right, well, it is Baylor week, and a guy who's not too far removed from the program but was a part of one of the most epic games in Oklahoma football history, the largest comeback in school history, Kenneth Murray, now with the LA Chargers, joining us from Los Angeles, sunny Los Angeles. Kenneth, one word to describe when you think about last year's matchup with Baylor.
I would probably say epic, because, you know, it was just a night that was crazy. It was also my birthday that night. And so, you know, for us to be down when we were down, and then for us to, you know, I vividly remember us going in the locker room and, you know, just the energy in that locker room and nobody, you know, being down and losing faith, and then being able to come back and, you know, win that game. It was huge for us in that season, you know, being able to get to the goals that we wanted to get to.
Okay, so take me through the lead up to that game. I mean, it was a big matchup. You guys had already lost one game, couldn't really lose again. College game day's there. Just what was the emotion and the hype leading up to it like for you guys?
Yeah, we just knew we couldn't lose the game. We obviously knew it was a big game. And I think, you know, anybody that chooses to go to Oklahoma, you know, you're going to be in big games. So I think that wasn't anything new for us. And we knew we just had to come out there and execute. And you know, that's really what the emotions were leading up to, you know, another opportunity, a great opportunity to show out on primetime national television. And, you know, we got there and, you know, we kind of, you know, had troubles a little bit early on. But like I said, you know, I just remember being in that locker room and remember feeling that energy of everybody just on the same page of just, you know, doing our jobs and getting back into it. And that's exactly what we did. We ended up coming out with a win.
What was the issue, do you think, for the slower start or Baylor's fast start?
Well, I think, you know, just going into that game, you know, guys just, you know, riding high on emotions, you know, their guys, and then us just, you know, just simply not executing. I think that's ultimately what it came down to. I think, you know, I really don't think, you know, I know that they didn't beat us. You know, we were beating ourselves, and I think that's really what it came down to. Once we decided to stop beating ourselves, then you see a completely different team, and that team won that night.
Okay, so you talked about the locker room at halftime. What was going on in there? I think everybody that watched that game wants to go inside that locker room. What went down for you guys to be able to come out and do what you did in the second half?
Yeah, I remember going in, and I remember, you know, everybody just sitting, and, you know, usually when we go in the locker room, for a good little minute, it's just the players, because the coaches are, you know, somewhere else regrouping, you know, getting the adjustments that we need to make. And I just remember it was me and Neville Gallimore on the defensive side standing up, and it was, you know, Jalen Hurts and Creed Humphrey on the offensive side standing up, you know, and we just began to talk and, you know, just, you know, continue to just harp on not losing faith, you know, continue to harp on that, you know, if we did our jobs, good things would happen. And I think, you know, it's just really just relying on that simple analogy that, you know, when you do things wrong, bad things happen. When you do things right, good things happen. We decided to just go out there and continue and do things right. And we got the result we wanted.
So what made you believe that that team could come back? I mean, you talk about doing the right things, but that's the largest deficit an Oklahoma football team has ever overcome. What made you believe that team could do it?
Well, I mean, you never go into a game thinking that, you know, it's over. You know, you don't think it's over until, you know, the fat lady sing. And so, you know, for us, you know, when we went into the locker room, you know, our whole mentality was just we're gonna battle. And as long as we battle, we're going to let the chips fall where they may. And so, you know, for us, we didn't really care. You know, our whole saying, especially defensively, was, you know, not making no evaluations during any type of game, whether we were up by 50 or down by 50. And, you know, at this point, we just so happened to be down by that much. And I think it's so ironic. You know, I never forget during that week, you know, it was Monday, and our defensive coordinator, Coach Grinch, was harping on that saying that I just said, you know, not making no evaluations and going out there and just playing every play. And, you know, he showed us, you know, some game clips of the Super Bowl, probably it was 2017, the Super Bowl, where the Falcons and the Patriots played. And the Falcons were up on the Patriots 28-3. And he just talked about, you know, how Brady, you know, just, you know, wheeled his team back. It just kind of was ironic because, you know, we end up being down 28-3, and end up coming back. And so it was fun to laugh about it after the game, because, you know, we definitely had talked about being down 28-3, and then we so happened to be down 28-3, and came back and won. So, but I mean, that's just the mentality of the team, just to go out there and continue to battle.
Wow, that's crazy. Crazy story. Okay, so when Parnell Motley forces the fumble, Pat Fields comes up with it. It seemed to be just a huge, as fired up as you guys came out at halftime, that takeaway was, it just seemed like the energy was taken out of the stadium if you're a Baylor fan, and all the momentum went to you guys. How monumental was that takeaway specifically for this team?
It was huge, you know, especially for me, because, you know, it was kind of a play that I was supposed to make, and ended up getting out on me. And, you know, it's just one of those moments where, you know, you realize, you know, that's what you got teammates for. You know, your teammates had your back. And, you know, my teammate, you know, P-Mod and Pat, they made a huge play. And that play ultimately is what turned the tide for us and got us, you know, going and got us, you know, doing what we needed to do. And it really was just us, just being us. And I think ultimately that's what we had to get back to in order for us to win that game. And so I think that's just a prime example of us being us, you know, being your brother's keeper, no matter what happens, going out there and just playing ball and making plays.
So at what point did you feel like we're coming back, we're winning this game? At what point did you feel like, I mean, you had belief that you could, but at what point did you know that you were coming back to win that game? Was there a specific moment?
To be honest, if you asked me, I knew we were coming back when we left out the locker room, because, you know, I had been in locker rooms where we had been down before, and I seen the vibe, and I understood, you know, just, you know, the feelings and the emotions that went along with it. And I knew that, you know, what we felt in that locker room was the complete opposite. So I knew we had something. And so when we came out there and we started to make a couple plays, and you know, we were holding them defensively. I just knew it was a matter of time before, you know, our offense went on to put up points. And then when it came down to that last series, I knew in my head, when I told everybody on the sideline in that last series, ain't no win. Hell, we walking out this field without a win. So they're not scoring on this last drive. And we went out there and, you know, did what we had to do, and, you know, came off with a pick. by my guy Nick Bedito, and I was all she wrote.
Now that it's been, I know you were very emotional after the game. Can you just describe why you were? It's one thing. I mean, I guess everybody was obviously excited and pumped, but you were overcome with the emotion. Why were you so overcome with emotion?
Well, I mean, two things. I mean, the easy thing on me, it was my birthday, and so you know, playing on my birthday, obviously you want to get a win on your birthday. But I think the bigger reason why I was just so emotional is just because, you know, just the adversity that we face. You know, I think my whole mentality, you know, anytime I face adversity, I try to run to it. And you know, at that point, you know, we seen literally a group of men, you know, face some adversity, and we literally ran to it. And I think, you know, seeing somebody do that, seeing a group of people do that is really, really powerful. Seeing a group of people have that type of belief is really, really powerful. And it's kind of, you know, one of the times in my career that I've been a part of something like that. And so, and it's also, you know, now that I'm, you know, away from the program, it's also something that's extremely rare. And you kind of take it for granted because, you know, you see that every week, and you see guys have that mentality every week. And, you know, when you kind of get away from it, you see guys that don't have that mentality. You're like, hey, like, you know, I'm used to it being like this. And so, you know, that's really the main reason why I was so emotional, because it's just, you know, you see guys facing adversity and nobody flinched. Nobody, like literally nobody flinched. We said, all right, we're going to do this. And that was that.
Where does that game go down in your list of favorites that you've played in as a football player your entire life?
Oh, man. It's definitely top five for sure. I wouldn't say it's number one, because number one right now for me is the OU Texas game this past year. So I don't know. It's definitely top five for sure.
All right, so I got to ask you, moving on for Baylor, how about this Oklahoma defensive line and the front seven, the way they're playing this year?
Man, they are playing amazing, man. I'll be watching those guys every week, you know, sitting in my hotel room, getting ready to play myself. And I'm like, man, bro, them dogs, they up there being some dogs. They eating. It's so fun to watch them. And, you know, it's just – and it's also just, you know, so happy for them, because I know the kind of things that they went through. I know the kind of work that they had to put in to get to this point, and to see it all paying off, to see them, you know, getting the glory that they deserve. It's definitely something that is, you know, so amazing to me.
So, you know, you went from people talk about you were a potential first round draft pick to hearing your name called in that first round. How did Coach Grinch, the system, Coach Odom, kind of help you get over that hump to push you into that threshold?
I think, you know, for them, you know, the main thing that they did for me when they came in was just, you know, give me for one, just give me clarity in the scheme. I think ultimately that is what allowed, you know, just my ability to take over. You know, they made things, you know, simple. You know, they allowed me to be aggressive, and they just allowed me to use my best attributes, which is, you know, playing downhill, you know, being aggressive, getting after it, and just ultimately, you know, letting me play and not, you know, allow me to think. And I think, you know, once, you know, it's saying, you know, once you take thinking out of something, you know, you see, you know, what there truly is. And I think, you know, they came in and they took the thinking out of it for me, and they just allowed me to react and go out there and play. And I think that's what allowed for me to have that big jump, and for, you know, for there to be, you know, that conversation, and for me to be able to be drafted in the first round.
You and Coach Odom really developed a very close bond very quickly. What was it about Coach Odom that he was able to make such a huge impact on you in just 1 year?
Yeah. Yeah, Coach Odom is my dog for life, to be honest. I still talk to him, you know, almost every week. And I think, you know, me and him, you know, the first time I met him, I just told him, you know, I just wanted to be coached hard. And I just wanted to be the best. And I think ultimately what made us click was that we both were kind of the same in a sense. You know, he was a guy that was an early morning guy. I was a guy that was an early morning guy. He was a guy that when adversity hit, he ran to it. When adversity hit, I'm running to it. And we just had that mentality that we just wanted to be the best, and we were going to do anything to go out there and put our best foot forward to be the best. And, you know, I just, you know, just having a coach like that, having a coach that I think ultimately, you know, who cares the way that he cares. And then on top of that, you know, he sees things from a different perspective. You know, a lot of times, you know, when he can see when, you know, maybe I'm thinking too much during the week or when I'm doing, you know, certain things a little too much. And then he's able to come back and tweak it and make it easier. So that way on game day, you know, things are easy and I can just fly around. So, you know, that kind of relationship is what you always want with a player coach. And, you know, for me, you know, it's something that I hold special to me.
You're the most recent one. So I ask Sooners that are in the NFL this every week and they've been in it, but since you are fresh coming off of college and into the NFL, how did going to Oklahoma help you translate your game to the next level? Has it been an easier, I guess, transition because of what you were able to do at Oklahoma?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I think competition wise, obviously, you know, playing those big games are definitely something that, you know, helps you go out there and compete and do the things you need to do in the NFL. I think, you know, coming from a place like Oklahoma, you often, I think for me, like I oftentimes got, I don't know what's the word, spoiled with, you know, winning every week and doing things like that. And so like now when you get to the NFL where things are a little bit more, you know, up in the air and competitive, you know, it's just different. And so you just have to, for me, just continue to keep that same mentality that got you here. And I think that's something that I learned from Oklahoma and, you know, that I'm bringing to the NFL is just keeping that same mentality that got us to, you know, where we are at Oklahoma, because ultimately that's what's going to get you to that point in the NFL. And so I think that's really just been the main thing and really been the biggest thing that I learned from Oklahoma that's helped me transition to the NFL.
Well, I got to tell you, so this is for our game day show, and Teddy Lehman had picked you to be the breakout guy. He talks about you every week. He loves seeing what you're doing at the next level. How has the transition been for you, and what's it kind of been like here in year one?
It's been good. Definitely it's been different with considering everything that's going on in the world right now and you know, how the NFL has been going and things, but I mean, it's been good. You know, for a first year guy, you know, I'm obviously going through my growing pains, but I feel like I'm progressing every week. I think, you know, right now I'm just, you know, in the process and just trusting the process and just trying to continue to get better every week. Ultimately, it leads to where I want to be, which is, you know, Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowl, all pro type guy. So it's just, you know, just continue to trust the process.
Thanks for joining us for Sooners for Life, presented by The Varsity O. As always, learn more at thevarsityo.com. Enjoy game day. And until next time, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind, home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind is still the one. And Allstate. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review however you listen. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.